Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Today was Zion Mar Cheshvan, which was the day that the Jew who lived the furthest from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, who came to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov, arrived home. As the Mishnah in Tainus refers to him as the Acharon Shebi Yisrael, that we do not ask for rain, the same Talmud Mutar, until Zion Mar Cheshvan, because there might still be one Jew who lives 2 weeks away who didn't get home. A tremendous lesson in Avos Yisrael, that although the entire country needs rain, we delay our asking for rain because of the one Jew who might be uncomfortable. And that's Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and that's why the Poskim say that if someone wrote a letter, and in the letter he indicates that he wants something done in the month of Tishrei, it's considered Tishrei until Zayin Mar Cheshvan, until the last Jew gets home, and now starts the Avoda of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which normally Zayin Mar Cheshvan is in the week of Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha, which is this coming Shabbos, is the parsha that talks to us about the first Jew, the first Yehudi, Abraham Avinu, who in him are included all of Klal Yisrael until the last moment of history. As in Divrei HaYomim, Avraham Avinu is referred to as Ha'odam HaGodol Bo'anokim, the great man among giants, the neshama of all of Am Yisrael. And therefore, as the Ramban brings Maisa Ova Simen Labonim, everything that we read about Avraham Avinu, especially in this parasha, is a simon to everything that's going to happen in the future to his children, Ad HaYom HaZeh. Everything from the beginning of history of Am Yisrael, when they leave Mitzrayim, until Yemais HaMashiach, the Ad Bechlal, are hinted in these parashiyas, beginning in Parashas Lech Lecha, where we start to learn about Avraham Avinu, the Yehudi Harishon. There are many questions when we start this parasha right away. We're overwhelmed, number one, that the Torah does not tell us who Avraham Avinu was. Last week, we read about an individual called Noach, who did not merit, as we mentioned last week, to be the first Jew. And there the Torah, however, prefaces its discussion of the parasha with Noach ish tzadik tamim hoya b'dayroisav, and even prior to that, v'noach matzachein b'einei Hashem. So we get a picture of who the individual that we're learning about is and why he is privileged to speak to Hashem himself. Ayemer Hashem leNoach, who is this Noach? So we are told who he is. He's a tzaddik tamim. And obviously the Rabbi Nosson says that he was born circumcised. It was Noilad Mohul. That's why he's called a tamim. Here, we're talking about an individual who is obviously greater, Avraham Avinu, chosen to be the first patriarch of Am Yisrael, and the Torah does not introduce us to his greatness. The Torah does not say that he was a tzaddik, and therefore Hashem told him, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Doesn't start off the parasha, Avram ish tzaddik tamim hoya, and therefore Hashem spoke to him. There's no introduction. So who was Avram Avinu, and why was he zoche that Hashem should speak to him? This is a question asked by the Maral and others. If one takes a look at the first Or HaChaim HaKadosh in this week's parasha, there's a very interesting Or HaChaim where he asks, why is it, if we look closely in the Psukim, the Torah tells us first in Pasuk Zayin that Hashem appeared to Avram, Vayera Hashem El Avram. If anything, that should have been the first Pasuk, Vayera Hashem El Avram, and he told him, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. I mean, clearly it makes sense that if Hashem spoke to Avram, he had to appear to him first. He didn't just start talking to him. How did Avram know who was talking to him? There must have been a revelation. So why is the revelation first mentioned later And the parasha begins, and Hashem spoke to Avram nonchalant as if they were friends, and he happened to speak to him, or he met him, and he told him, do this and this. Clearly, there must have been a revelation. We see by Moshe Rabbeinu that Hashem first appears to him by the bush. We see later by Yitzchak that there was a vayera, by Yaakov, it seems that there was also a revelation. He had a dream, and Hashem appears to him for the first time. Here, by Yomer Hashem al Avram, no mention of any revelation. The revelation is first later. Says the Aruch Chaim, an amazing idea, which needs a lot of explanation, not that we have really the time to go into it, maybe a little, but the Aruch Chaim says like this. He says that before Avram Avinu, there was never anyone that experienced that Hashem should speak first and then reveal himself later, and afterwards it never happened either. And he says, afterwards we know it never happened, because if we look, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Adoin Kol HaNeviim, a greater Navi than Avraham Avinu, but even he first has to experience a revelation before Hashem actually talks to him. Here, the way it seems from the Aruch Chaim, Hashem starts talking to him, but he's not revealed to him yet. It's in a concealed manner, and the revelation takes place afterwards. The only question that one can ask on this is that in the previous parasha, we see the same thing. Noach, it doesn't say Hashem revealed to him, Hashem appeared to him either. It just says, Hashem said to Noach that I decided to bring a Mabel, I want you to build a Teva. Hashem blesses Noach after the Mabel. There's no word, the word Vayera, in fact, is not mentioned at all by Noach. The word Vayera is not mentioned at all by Adam, or by Cain, or by Sheis, or by Mesushelach. In fact, the first time ever that we see that the Torah tells us that Hashem appears to someone in the word used, Vayera, revelation, is only here. But here, after the Vayomer, and the Aruch Chaim goes on to say that Avram recognizes Hashem on his own. He comes to the realization, we mentioned this last week, in 1996, the real 1996, 1,996 years after the world was created, that's when the tower was built, as we read it in the previous parasha. And that's when confusion began. Kisham bolal Hashem sfas kol ha'aretz. And from that confusion, in the midst of all that confusion, Avraham recognizes his creator. Because that's the year that he recognizes Hashem, according to Chazal, according to the opinion that he was 48 years old, which would mean in 1996, that was the year of the Haflaga. Avraham was born in 1948, so 48 years later is 96. While everyone else is confused, Kisham Balal Hashem Sfas Kol Ha'aretz, idolatry, trying to build a tower to fight God, whatever the idea was in the Haflaga. Avram is on the other side, the only one. He's the Avram HaIvri, Me'Aver HaNohar. He's on one side, everyone else is on the other. He has to fight the world literally. He's almost burnt to a crisp because of his views. As we mentioned what the Rambam says last week at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, so the Aruch Chaim says that Avram was different than the others. Avram recognizes Hashem on his own. He doesn't go into detail, and he connects this to the first medrash in this week's parasha, where the medrash quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Shimi bas u'ri'i v'hati ozneich. Shimi and then re'i. He said, Avram first hears the messages, and then re'i, he first experiences revelation later. This is a very fundamental Aruch Chaim, very, very important Aruch Chaim, because this is a major question when one comes to this week's parasha. What does it mean that the Vayera comes later and Hashem speaks to Avram before that? The fact that we always read this parasha as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, specifically after Zion Mar Cheshvan, Ches Mar Cheshvan, tonight is Ches, tonight is the eighth, tonight, tomorrow is the eighth day of the eighth month. Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh Hashemini. Parshas Lech Lecha talks to us about the eighth mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shemini, Lamanatzeach al Hashemini, Bris Milah, which is to be performed when a child is 8 days old. It was also the eighth mitzvah given to mankind, meaning after the seven mitzvahs that we read in the previous parasha, six to Adam, one to Noach, Eva Menachai, we come to the eighth mitzvah, designated for Klal Yisrael, but it's the eighth mitzvah of the mitzvahs that have been learned in the Torah up till now. Clearly, there's a message connecting the number 8 Tamar Cheshvan, the eighth month from Nisan, which is what it's referred to in Navi, in Malachim, and the eighth mitzvah, and the mitzvah associated with the eighth day, and Avraham Avinu, who's the first one to arrive on the scene, the first one to experience this idea of Shmini, the first one who is connected to Shmini, connected to Olam Haba, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek LeOlam Haba, Haba B'Gematria 8, Hey Beis Aleph, Shmini, which only a Yid who keeps to mitzvahs, specifically Bris Mila, is Zaycha to that. We also see in this week's parasha that the Torah tells us Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz. Avram passes through the land. The Farshim have difficulty with this expression. What does it mean he passes through the land? Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz. Unusual. Usually it says he went Vayavo so and so. He came to this in this place, or he went to this in this place. What does it mean? Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz. And Rashi says Nichnas L'Seicha. The Aruch Chaim also says Vayavar that he was like an Oiver Mimakam Lamakam. He didn't stay in one place more than a long extended period of time because Vahaknani Oz Ba'aretz, the land wasn't his yet, so he had to go quickly from one place to the next. He couldn't stay. He wasn't a citizen of the land yet. Perhaps there's another idea. Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz Ad Mekoyim Shechem Ad Elayin Moira. He passes through until he comes to Shechem. Then it seems he stops. And as Rashi says, that's where he davened for his grandchildren, they should be successful in their battle with Shechem. Ad Elayin Moira, he sees a vision of what's going to take place here, where Klal Yisrael are going to commit themselves once again to the Torah and Har Grizim and Har Evel, which is over here in Elayin Moira. V'Hakanani Oz Ba'aretz, and then right after that, V'Yeira Hashem El Avram. So what we see clearly here is that the first revelation, V'Yeira Hashem El Avram, takes place in Shechem. This is where Hashem reveals himself to Avram. That itself, nothing is by chance, nothing is a coincidence. Why is it that the first revelation, and this revelation which happens after the Vayomer, Shimi Basu Re'i, takes place here in Shechem? And where's Avram going? Vayisa Avram, Holoich V'Nasoya HaNegba, as Rashi tells us, his goal is to reach Yerushalayim, Har HaMoiria, where the Akedah takes place. That's the final test. Avram is going south. He's going towards Yerushalayim. But his first stop is Shechem. Just like later in history, the first stop of Klal Yisrael is in Shechem. Maisa of Simin Lebanim. Whatever Avram does later, his children experience. Avram goes down to Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim. Avram leaves Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim. Avram leaves loaded with gold and silver, so do Am Yisrael leave loaded with gold and silver. Avraham Avinu fights the four kings, so do the Jews later in history have to deal with the four empires. Avraham is proclaimed king after the war with the four kings, so too Mashiach will come and be proclaimed king over the world. Whatever you see in this week's parasha, whatever we see in Avraham Avinu's life, private or not, whatever has to do with Avraham Avinu, all later develops and happens, becomes history later on, Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. Shechem, the Gemara tells us, Rashi brings it in Parshas Vayeshev, that Shechem was a place where a lot of tragedies occurred. Mokoy Muchan LePeronius. Shechem is where Dina was taken into captivity, raped by Shechem, by the person whose name was Shechem, Shechem ben Chamor HaChivi, Nesi HaOretz, as we read in Parshas Vayishlach. That's also, Shechem is where the Shvatim decide, conspire to sell Yosef. Even though the Pasuk says it was in Doisan, Rashi and the Gemara says that Doisan is like a suburb of Shechem. So it's Shechem, like Rashi brings at the end of Sefer Yehoshua, what Chazal tell us that Yehoshua ben Nun is Yosef rather is buried in Shechem. Ve'es atzmos Yosef hashehelu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim kavru b'Shechem. Mishchem gonvuhu u'mishchem hechziruhu. They stole him from Shechem, and that's where they returned him. So Shechem is where Dina was taken into captivity, where Yosef is sold into slavery, and where Nechleka Malchus Beis David, where Rechavam goes to Shechem, as we read in Sefer Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, Vayelech Rechavam Shechem, to Shechem, Bo Kol Yisrael, Laham L'chayisai. And then Yeravam Ben Nevat, from Ephraim, from Yosef, comes to Shechem, and ends up being proclaimed king over the ten Shvatim. Here's where the split takes place. It's interesting that the Megala Amukah says that one of the reasons the Shvatim wanted to kill Yosef, wanted to get rid of Yosef, was because they saw Beruach Kodesh, that Yeravam ben Nevat was going to come out of Yosef, who's going to rebel against Malchus Beis David. So they wanted to prevent it from happening. Interesting that they sold Yosef in Shechem, and that's exactly where Yeravam ben Nevat rebels against Malchus Beis David. The rebellion took place in Shechem. That's where Klal Yisrael, at least the ten Shvatim, said, Re'ei Beis Chadavid, Ein Lanu Chelek, Beben Yishai, B'nachla, Beben Yishai, we don't want to have any part of it. This is where they despise Yerushalayim, and Shechem becomes the capital at that time for Yeravam. Tells us the Svarim, the B'nai Yisazcha brings it down from Mendel Ribbonov, that in Mar Cheshvan, we mentioned this many times, in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, that's when this rebellion happened. The rebellion happened in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and we see in Malachim, the Pasuk says that Yeravam actually pushed off Sukkot till Mar Cheshvan. He felt he had the koyach to do that. Vayas Yeravam Chog, b'Chodesh Hashmini, b'Chamisha Asa Yoyim l'Chodesh b'Chog Asher b'Yehuda, k'Chog Asher b'Yehuda, and it says, b'Chodesh Hashmini, b'Chodesh Asher Bodo Miliboy. He made it up. He decided on his own against halacha, even though he felt he was doing the right thing. It's a discussion in itself. Yeravam pushed off Sukkot to Mar Cheshvan. That's when the rebellion took place. The rebellion against Malchus Beis David is in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, as we mentioned, is Begematria Malchus Beis David. That's when it happened. And says the Mendel Rimanov, that's why many, or the Gezeiros against Klal Yisrael, many Gezeiros against Klal Yisrael begin in Mar Cheshvan. Because this is when the rebellion took place, this is when the split occurred, and that split is what led eventually to Churban Bayis Rishon, and then later Churban Bayis Sheni, and Golus Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. As mentioned last week, Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrov. Akrov is the scorpion. Akrov, B'nai Yisoscha says, Ikar Bayis, that's when the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be inaugurated. The Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will take place in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. As we mentioned last week, Ikar Bayis, he hints in the word Akrov. If we look in the Psukim here, where it talks about the rebellion, Ovi Yisar Eschem Bashoitim Ba'ani Ayasar Eschem Bo'akrabim. Rechavam says to Klal Yisrael, my father punished you with small strings. I'm going to punish you with akrabim, with ropes, with whips that bite like scorpions. He uses the word akrabim, and that's what leads to the rebellion against him. The people are so upset with him that they decide to rebel against him, and that's when they rebel against Malchus Beis David, and that word akrabim is used here in this context. But it's also a remez that this happens in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which is Mazel Akrav. The scorpion, it's interesting, the Gemara tells us in Brachas that if someone's in the middle of davening Shemayna Esrei, Afilu nochash korach al akevai lo yafsik, even if there's a snake coiled around his heel, he shouldn't stop davening. The Gemara says it means a non-poisonous snake. The other Gemara says, what if it's a scorpion? If it's an Akrav, you stop. Because there's no such thing as a non-poisonous scorpion, and Rashi brings it that the scorpion's bite is far more dangerous than the bite of a snake. So Svarim tell us from here we see clearly that the Akrav is a much more severe tuma, more severe klipa than that even of the Nachash. That a person could be davening Shemayna Esrei, a person could be in communion with Hashem, the Nachash won't affect them, but the Akrav does. Akrav, The idea is the Akrav disconnects a person from his relationship with Hashem. That's what happens in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, as mentioned in the previous week. In Chodesh Tishrei, we're like davening Shemayna Esrei. In Chodesh Tishrei, we are connected to Hashem. Comes Mar Cheshvan, comes Mazel Akrav, and this tries, the Satan, the powers of evil, try to disconnect us in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. There's a coolness, there's Amalek, Asher, Karcha Baderech Vayizanev Becha. It's interesting, the Medrash tells us that the Akrav, and this is a fact, stings with its tail. You see the pictures of a scorpion with the tail hang, with the tail raised. It stings with its tail, with the zonov, with the ukets. Like by Amalek, it says Vayizanev Becha, Loshen Zonov. What's the idea? Rashi over there says Chaytech Milois Vizarkan Klape Maila. Amalek is a mesnaged to Bris Mila. Amalek wages war against Bris Mila. Because Bris Mila is what connects us to Hashem. Bris Mila, which connects us to the Olam Hashmini. Bris Mila, which connects us to Nun Sharei Bina. Bris Mila is Begematria Nun Sharei Bina. Bris Mila is, connects us to Lamaila Min Adas, which is why it's performed on a child when he has no idea what he's doing, which L'chaira doesn't make any sense, but that's exactly it. It's not supposed to make sense. You would think such a mitzvah should be performed when one becomes bar mitzvah, when one at least knows what he's doing, which is what Yishmael said to Yitzchak, that I'm greater than you, because my Mila was when I was 13, and you had it when you were 8 days old. It's a big deal. You didn't know what you were doing anyway. Adarab, the mitzvah of Bris Mila is dafka when there's no das. Bris Mila signifies Mesiras Nefesh, Emuna, Lamailam and Adas. Bris Mila, which was given to us in this week's parasha, which connects us to Hashem, which the Gemara says in the Darim Gedolim Mila, Mishnah in the Darim Gedolim Mila, Shanichusu Aleh, Shalesh Esrei Brisais, that Mila is even greater than Torah. Mila was given with 13 covenants, Yud Gimel Brisais, enumerated by the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Mila, which are rooted in this week's parasha. The Yud Gimel Brisa is mentioned in this week's parasha when it comes to Bris Mila. Bris Mila is the way to combat Akrav. The Akrav tries to, the Mazel Akrav cools, as the Svarim bring down from the Gemara, that the Akrav, unlike the Nachash, the Akrav, in the middle you have the word Kar, the Akrav has a poison that freezes, a Nachash has poison that heats. Akrav disconnects. Mar Cheshvan is the month where disconnection took place, where separation took place. Separation from Yerushalayim. This is the month in which Klal Yisrael rebel against Yerushalayim. Concerning Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Loi Omar Adam, Loi Hizik Nachash Ve'akrav B'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim never did a scorpion harm anyone. A scorpion cannot harm anyone in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim and Akrav are opposites. In Mar Cheshvan, there's concealment. There's no Yom Tov. There's Akrav. There's a coolness to all the intensity, to all the excitement of Tishrei. Purposely so. This is a test. Hashem is testing us. Hashem wants to see how we're going to continue serving Him without the intensity, without the excitement, without the Yomim Tovim, without the mitzvahs that we had in the Yerach HaEsonim in Tishrei. Instead, there's what seems to be a disconnect, a concealment. And our job is dafka in this month where there's concealment to bring about revelation. And that's how it was by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu experienced his revelation afterwards. Avraham Avinu was not born a tzaddik. This is the difference in Avraham and Noach, which might sound strange to say this, but this is a fact. That Noach, the Torah tells us, was a tzaddik tamim, which means Noach was always a good person. He was always very good. His father taught him right from wrong. He was close to Mesushelach, who saw other Marishan. Noach never worshipped idols. Noach was educated properly, and even though he lived in a generation of decadence and immorality, he had nothing to do with it. He was shielded, he lived in a ghetto, whatever it is, he had absolutely nothing to do, which is one of the reasons why he's chastised for not going out to the people, but he had absolutely nothing to do with the people. He was a tzaddik tamim, which means in morality, in belief in Hashem, in Gezel, whatever they were, however they were in decadence and immorality, he was the opposite. And he was brought up that way. And the fact is that he was born circumcised. So he was sort of born a tzaddik. He was already born on a higher level. As the Avos, the Rabbi Nosson says, that he was a tamim when he was born. Avram was not that way. Avram is not a tamim when he was born. He was commanded to perform bris milah. Clearly, he doesn't become a tamim until later. Ani kel shakai hishalech lefanai veheye samim. You will become complete. You will be complete because you'll perform bris milah. Avram is not born circumcised. Avram was not a tzaddik in his youth. Avram was born to idol worshippers. Avram is a ben nida, as the Svarim quote. Miyitein tohar mitameh. He came into the world already impure. Avram did not go to yeshiva as a child or a teenager. Avram Avinu was brought up in idol worship, and it was part of that world. That's the chiddush of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu on his own comes to the recognition without being taught, without going to yeshiva, without having mentors. Avram Avinu on his own realizes the truth. He realizes right from wrong. And he comes to that recognition, perhaps not until he's 48, but he comes to the recognition on his own. And he reaches the levels, the great levels, where he's masig elokus. Masig elokus is not revelation. Meaning, when one comes to such a high level that he actually connects to Hashem, that he becomes one with Hashem, and he, as Chazal said, that he was able to be masig kol ha-Torah kula, doesn't mean yet that he experienced revelation. He's one with Hashem, but Hashem has still not revealed himself to him yet. There's no light yet. It's still concealment. It's a hard idea to explain. But that's what the Aruch Chaim means. Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha, before revelation. Of course he knows there's a God. And he's masig that this is what Hashem wants, but he hasn't experienced Vayera yet. Vayera comes later. Unlike, no one else was like that, because no one else started like Avram. Avram starts from scratch. Avram is considered a new beginning. Avram has to negate. He has to totally uproot himself from his past. That's why he was an ukkar, as mentioned last week. So Avram Avinu, the Torah purposely does not say that he was a tzaddik tamim, like Noach. Because Avram was not a tzaddik tamim. In the first few years of his life, we wouldn't say he was a Rosh Chas V'Shalom, but he was part of the generation. He was an idol worshiper, just like they were, as the Rambam writes. First Baal Tshuva is really Avram Avinu. Avram on his own, to that, if we compare him to that, Avram on his own recognizes the truth. And where does Hashem reveal himself? Hashem reveals himself to Avram dafka in Shechem. Shechem, which is where Malchus Beis David split. Shechem, which is in place, what Mar Cheshvan is in time. Just like there's Mokom and there's Man and there's Nefesh. So there's the place in the world that corresponds to Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and then there's a creature that corresponds to Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. That's Akrav. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Akrav, which Akrav is the Osius Kuf Resh Ayin Beis, Kra Beis, split into two. Klal Yisrael split in two in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. That happens in Shechem. Avram comes to Shechem, Ad Mekoyim Shechem is B'gematria Hi Mar Cheshvan. Avram enters Eretz Yisrael, and the first place that he stops and stays for a while and davens there is Davka in Shechem. He sees the tragedies that are going to occur in Shechem. He sees the division between Yosef and the brothers, Yosef being sold to the Yishma'elim. Interesting that Yishmael is compared to the Akrav. Chazal tell us, on the pasuk Hamachil Chamon Hamalichicha Bamidbar Hagadol VaHanoyer Nachash Sorof VaAkrav VeTzimoyin Asher Ein Moyim, that every one of those descriptions Nachash Sorof Akrav Tzimoyin refer to another empire. So Chazal on that pasuk say that Akrav is Yavan, Malchus Yavan, Greek Empire. Rabbeinu Bachya writes that Akrav is Yishmael. Rashi in Parshas Devarim, there at Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael went through the Midbar HaGadol VeHanoira. There Rashi says it's a desert that was full of snakes and scorpions. HaMidbar HaGadol VeHanoira, VeAnisa Mechoyrev, Rashi says that there were snakes there like kairos that were as large as beams, and akrabim and scorpions kikashtos, like bows and arrows. So akrav is compared to keshes. And Yishmael, we know, vayihi roive kashas, Yishmael is keshes, Yishmael is the archer, as the pasuk describes Yishmael, which in this parasha he's born. Rashi brings the pasuk, which is the next week's parasha. Vayihi roive kashas, he robbed people, hunted down. He did it. He was an expert archer. Yishmael is known to be the kashas, the keshes. Ashalokachti miyadu emayri becharbi uvekashti. Cherev is Esav, keshes is Yishmael, and akrabim are compared to kashtos, as Rashi brings over here. We left Har Sinai. So what happens after a person leaves Har Sinai? What happens after a person leaves Torah? What does he encounter? He encounters snakes and scorpions. As Chazal tell us, Yosef is sold, Yosef is thrown into the pit. Meaning a person who doesn't have water, a person who doesn't have Torah compared to water, encounters snakes and scorpions. And that's in Shechem. Where was that bar? V'habar reik ein boi mayim. Mayim ein boi aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boi. That was in Shechem. That's where they threw him into the pit. From there they sold him to the Yishma'elim. Yishmael is compared to Keshes. Yishmael is compared to Akrav. The klipa of Akrav intensifies in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So the avoida of the Yid in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is to combat this Tumma known as Akrav, which Akrav is Kfira, Akrav is Amalek, Kar, Krirus, Asher Korcha Baderech. That's the Klipa that rises in Mar Cheshvan, that intensifies in Mar Cheshvan. Because Mar Cheshvan, there's no Yomtiv, there's concealment. When there's concealment, there tends to be questions and Bilbulim, Yerach Bul, as we mentioned, is Bilbul. Balal Hashem Svas Kol Ha'oros, there's confusion. When there's confusion, there are questions, there are doubts, there are sfeikos, sofek b'gematria amolek, ashekarcha b'aderech v'yizanev b'cha, like the Akrav stings with his tail, with the zonav, with the ukitz, as the Medrash says. That's why Avraham, his first stop in Eretz Yisrael, Maisa Avasim Levanim, his first stop is in Shechem, which is before the revelation. Before the Vayera, he enters Shechem. After Hashem tells him Lech Lecha, which Lech Lecha is the Avoida of Mar Cheshvan. In Mar Cheshvan, when a Yid does not experience the same level as he does in Tishrei, there's no revelation in Mar Cheshvan. The Avoida is Lech Lecha. Go, go, just go. Don't ask questions. Go and continue serving Hashem, even though there's no Yom Tov. And this is where it really counts. Lech lecha. This is where you're going to find yourself. This is where you're going to reach your full potential. Dafka when there's concealment. And then you zoicha to revelation. Vayera. And the Vayera happens dafka in Shechem. The Vayera, the first Vayera that Avraham Avinu experiences, where Hashem promises him Eretz Yisrael, L'zaracha etein es ha'oretz ha'zois, where Vayiven Shom Mizveach, perhaps a remez to the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi that will take place in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which corresponds to Shechem, is dafka here, before he gets to Yerushalayim. He already experiences a Vayera. So Avraham Avinu already accomplishes his, Avraham Avinu already wins a battle with Mazel Akrav. Avraham Avinu already brings Vayera to Shechem, despite that Shechem is the Mokom HaPeronius, the Mokom of the Kilkel of the Shvatim, and Shom Inu Ezdina, and Shom Nechlek HaMalchus Beis David, and that's where it all started, and that's where they rebel against Yerushalayim. Avraham Avinu brings Kedushas Yerushalayim to Shechem, and there there's a Vayera. There there's the promise that Lizaracha etain, despite that Vahaknani Ozba Oritz. The Pasuk is telling us Vahaknani Ozba Oritz, which means there's going to be Golus, there's going to be those that are going to come and try to take away Eretz Yisrael from Am Yisrael. Vahaknani Ozba Oritz. Hayahoylech v'koyvish es Eretz Yisrael mizaro shel shame. The Kanani was conquering Eretz Yisrael and trying to take it away from the children of shame, who is the one that Noach gave Eretz Yisrael to, not to the Bnei Chum. They were conquering it at that time. Ha'kanani oz ba'oretz. Avram, there, while Ha'kanani oz ba'oretz is zochet to this revelation where Hashem promises him Eretz Yisrael. That's the first stop. And where's Avram going? He's going to Yerushalayim. He's going to the Mokom HaMikdosh. Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hoitzi Lechem Vayoyin. Avram Avinu, after fighting the wars, after defeating the four empires, the four kings which represent the four empires, encounters Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. That's Shem Ben Noyach, and Sholem is Yerushalayim. You have Yerushalayim mentioned there for the first time. It's interesting, as Rabbi Tzedek writes, there's a sefer called Neflois Mitoris Hashem Yisbarach that elaborates a lot on this, on all the different places in this week's parasha, and how it has to do with the future. He shows how all the stories in Tanakh later are all hinted in these parashiyos, why many of these psukim that seem to be unnecessary, all the names of different places, are all to tell us what's going to happen later. Reb Tzedek writes that any time a word is mentioned for the first time, based on a Gemara in Bava Kama, that's the source of that word. That's the Shoyresh. And where the Shoyresh is, that everything that you have to know about that word or that person or that place, this is where it is. This is the first time Amalek is mentioned. Amalek is mentioned for the first time in Lech Lecha. Even though there was no Amalek yet, he wasn't born yet. Rashi says, Vayaku el skol sedeho Amaleki al shem ha'osid. But he's mentioned here for the first time. This is the first time that Yishmael is mentioned. A clear indication that Yishmael joins with Amalek, as it's going to happen at the end of time, as we see happening now. Yishmael and Amalek joined together. In which parasha is this? In the parasha of Bris Milah. And when do we read this? As we enter Mar Cheshvan, the month of Akrav. There are many words and many places that are mentioned for the first time, Dafka here in Parashas Lech Lecha. This is the Shoyresh, this is the beginning of the 2,000 years known as the Shnei Alofim Torah, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, that Avram began teaching Torah, he began teaching monotheism to the world when he was 52 years old. V'yasa nefesh asher osu b'choron, this week's parasha, what year was that? That was the year 2000, the real 2000. Avram was 52 at that time. That's 4 years after he recognizes his creator. After 4 years after the haflaga, that's when he actually goes around, probably with a whole movement, with advertisements, going around and teaching the truth to the world. And he's not afraid, despite being ridiculed and so on. V'yasa nefesh asher osu b'choron, when he's 52, that's the year 2000, that's Shnei Alofim Torah. That's Parshas Lech Lecha. So Parshas Lech Lecha is the beginning of Torah. Bereishis is, of course, the first word of Torah, but the beginning of Am Yisrael, the beginning of Klal Yisrael as a nation, really starts in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram is the first Jew, and at the age of 52, even before Bris Milah, he's already going around spreading the truth. And therefore, in this parasha is included, this parasha encompasses all the neshamos of Klal Yisrael till the very end. We say every day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein Avraham. So Rashi brings at the beginning of the parasha, Veheye Bracha, Becha Chaisman V'loi Bohem. Va'avarechecha Zeh Shoyim Melekei Avraham. Va'agad Lashemecha Zeh Shoyim Melekei Yitzchak. Veheye Bracha Zeh Shoyim Melekei Yaakov. Yochol Bohem Chaisman, Talmalem, Veheye Bracha, Becha Chaisman V'loi Bohem. The Chasima, we start Shemayna Esrei Elekei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov. But we end Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. We don't say Magen Yitzchak, we don't say Magen Yaakov, we don't say all three, we only say Magen Avraham, B'choch Chaisman V'loi Bohem. There are many, many interpretations what that means. The Avodah of Chesed, that's the main Avodah at the end of time. The Chasima means the end. When Golus comes to an end, it's going to be in the schus of the Midah of Avraham Avinu. But the Midah of Avraham Avinu is more than just Chesed. The Midah of Avraham Avinu is Mesiras Nefesh. The Midah of Avraham Avinu is to be able to start without any beginning, to be able to start new, even if the past was not good. Which you can't say about Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yitzchak were already born into it. Avram was not born into it. Avram starts on his own. Avram has to sort of erase his past, which is one of the reasons that he's an Okar. He has to erase his past to start anew. That's Parshas Lech Lecha. Magen Avraham, the Chasima, the end will be with the attributes of Avram Avinu, Emuna. Avram Avinu is the Rosh L'Ma'aminim, the He'emin B'Hashem, the greatest believer. All Jews are believers. We're all Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim because we come from him. Noach is not known as a believer. In fact, Noach, it says, Miktane Amonahoy. Of course he believed in Hashem. Of course he believed whatever Hashem told him. That's not what we mean here. True emuna, which means being able to go through challenging times, being able to pass tests, being able to still believe even in the worst concealment, that was Avraham Avinu. That was not Adam, not Mr. Shelach, not Noach. That was Avraham, and he was the first without a teacher. We all believe and learn about emunah because we have those who teach it to us, and we have who to learn from. He did not have who to learn from. So he was the first to actually experience it and to pass all the tests on his own. He's the Rosh Lama'aminim. Emunah means when you do not see, when it's concealment, before Vayera. That's why the Torah starts with that. This whole idea which the Aruch Chaim is talking about, and the Torah does not tell you that he was a tzaddik. And the Torah starts that he's masig the truth, even though he doesn't see it yet. He's already masig the truth. That's a lesson for our time. When there's real concealment, we live in the time of Mazel Akrav, all year round. Yishmael is Akrav. Golus Yishmael is Akrav. Chaydesh Mar Cheshvan, besides that, it's like always like this, it's this constant concealment, Bizman HaGolus, Befrat, Be'ikvah said the Mashiach at the end of time, right before the revelation, right before the Vayera, there's a tremendous concealment. V'anoichi Haster Aster Panai Bayoyim HaHu, and a Yid has to just move on. Lech Lecha, go, leave, Artzecha, Mailatatcha, Mibesavicha, even though you don't see anything. And Vayera is coming. And where was the Vayera was Dafke in Shechem, not in Yerushalayim. That was later. The Vayera was here. Avraham Avinu designates Yerushalayim as Bahar Hashem Yeroeh for the future, but the first Vayera was Dafke in a place of concealment. The first Vayera was Dafke in a Mokam Muchal Leperonius. And that's where Hashem promises that Eretz Yisrael will be returned to us. Dafke in Shechem, which is one of the three places, Agav, that the Medrash says, that the Goyim cannot claim that it belongs to them because we bought it. The Mokom HaMikdash was bought by David HaMelech from Aravna HaYevusi. Chevron, Moris HaMachpelah, was bought by Avraham Avinu for Arbameyas Kesef Oyver LaSoicher. And Shechem was bought by Yaakov Avinu B'meyak Sita. And interesting, the Dafka, these three places, is where the Orla is. Dafka, these three places, is where the Arabs set up shop. But the first Vayera and the first promise that Eretz Yisrael is going to be given to Am Yisrael, the Zaracha Eteines HaOretz HaZois, and the first place where Avram builds a Mizbeach, which as the Ramban says, and all the Mefarshim, it's a remez to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeachais that Avram built, were all remozim to the future Batei Mikdashais. That was Dafka in Shechem. Shechem is where Yehoshua ben Nun gathers all of Klal Yisrael at the end of Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Chav Dalid, to enter them into a covenant with Hashem, just like Moshe Rabbeinu does before he passes away. And interesting, if you look through the psukim here in Yeshua Perek Chav Dalid, these psukim are what we say Pesach by night. Hashem says, I took your father Avram, I took him out of Terach's hold. And va'oilech oisai b'chol eretz kinoan, va'arba ezaroi, va'etan lo yis Yitzchok, va'etan li Yitzchok is Yaakov. Psukim that are very familiar, these are the psukim that we say Pesach by night. This was said in Shechem Dafka. Yeshua gathers all of Klal Yisrael in Shechem, which is a portion of Ephraim. Yeshua is an einikel from Ephraim. And he talks about Avram Avinu's past. He talks about Avram Avinu who was from Terach. First time that Me'ever Hanor Yoshua Avoseichem Me'oilam Vo'echeches Avichem Es Avram Vo'oilech Oisei B'chol Eretz Kenoan. Dafke Shechem, this is said, because this is where it first starts. Avram Avinu's first journey and his first accomplishment and his first battle with Akrav, with concealment, enabling Jews later on to be able to deal with concealment, is Dafke here in Shechem. So as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, the month of Mazel Akrav, the month in which the Sefer Yetzira says was created with the letter Nun. Nun is Emuna. Nun is Shar HaNun. That's Bris Mila. Bris Mila is Begematria. Nun Shar Ebina. Ad Mekayim Shechem is Begematria Shar Nun. That's the play. That's Bris Mila is this idea is Bris Mila. Bris Mila is Emunah. Bris Mila is removing the Orla and revealing the Malchus, which in this parasha, as the Shem Yishmuel is Ma'arich Ba'arichus, could I look at it inside? He talks about how Malchus Beis David, the beginnings of Malchus Beis David, Adavka here in Parashas Lech Lecha in light, and why Avram has to save light from Sedaim, and that's where it starts. But in Sedaim, the lowest of all places, that's where the spark, Matzasi b'Sedaim, right? Vehechen Matzasi b'Sedaim, Hanim Tzais, Matzasi David Avdi, Dafke, in the lowest of places, the Yam HaMelech, Sedaim, this is where it begins and continues next week. This is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, in the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. The Parshia speak to us, Dafke, about the beginning, the root, of and where Malchus Beis David begins, which Avraham started that. Avraham is the first of the Merkava. The Merkava contains four legs. It's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Avraham begins the Merkava of the Shechina, which ends with Malchus based David. Avraham is Chesed and David is Malchus. It starts with Avraham and it ends with David. And we know that, as the Zohar says, that all the Midas are included in the first Chesed. All the Midas, all the Sphirites are included in the first Sphere, which is Chesed, which is Avraham. So Avraham begins the job of Malchus Beis David, which the job of Malchus Beis David is to bring Malchus Hashem into the world, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem, which will end up in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, where no Akrav can cause any harm, as mentioned before. This we read Davke as we enter the Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and that's a chus. And that which we read here, that itself will help us get through this month, which again, it's not a sad month, it's a month of concealment. It's the month where the purpose of why Hashem gave us Tishrei, why Hashem created the world, comes to fruition. It's all because of Mar Cheshvan. It's dafka in a time when this concealment that a Yid does avayda with emunah, lech lecha, and he moves on. He does not fall and does not despair. But he moves on like Avram Avinu did, and Avram did not stop. And Avram continued to battle all the obstacles on his way until he finishes his journey at the Makom HaAkedah in Yerushalayim at the end of Parashas Vayera. So too, we will do the same. We will pass all the tests because we have Avram Avinu who did it for us. He already prepared the way for us. And in that schus, we should all be zoichet to accomplish what has to be done in Malchus, in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan from the Gematria Malchus Beis David. And we should be zoichet to all meet in Yerushalayim. Avraham Avinu's goal is to come to Yerushalayim. That's where he eventually ends up. And Yemet Hashem will all be there and be zeichet to learn those parashas there in Yerushalayim and HaKodesh.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.